Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. With only two podcasts left in the year, that is 2015, I thought it was a great time to talk a little bit of wellness here on the show. His name is Chip Wright. He's our wellness guru. Hey, Chip, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning.
It is so good to have you on the show.
Come on, Chip. Thank you.
They were stretching and doing jumping jacks and push-ups in preparation for the show. They need some help, though, man. They did not reach their fitness goals this year, the studio audience, Chip. But I got to tell you something, neither did I. I had a great plan. I was planking and lifting weights in January. And when I look back on it, had I just stayed with it, you know, here we are 12 months later from when I started in January. It's frustrating. I didn't meet my fitness goal, so now what do I do?
Well, number one thing I tell people is don't be too hard on yourself. Other people will come out at a different direction. I don't. Things happen in life, you know, and sometimes fitness has to take a back seat. Not all the time, but sometimes it does. My first thing is, what did you learn from this? Right now, you're feeling a little bit of guilt, which is great, because that's you. It's showing you, yourself, me, and everybody else that you actually care about this. Number two, think about obstacles that maybe prohibited you from exercising as much. It could have been family issues. It could have been health. It could have been work. And then try to see what you can do to eliminate some of those. But I go back to, don't be too hard on yourself. Maybe the bar was set really high. So I tell people this, you know, if you're like, hey, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, you know, say, you know what, this year, let me start off with two. Let's take a baby step and let's just do 2 days a week at 30 minutes. Then as you get used to it, your body gets used to it, you're seeing results, things will start changing mentally. Because it's not just physical, it's mental. You want to see things, obviously, bigger biceps, whatever your goal is. Physically.
That was my goal.
Mentally,
that was
though,
my goal.
Yep.
That was my goal.
No. Mentally, though, is where it's going to happen for you to continue. And yeah. This is how I feel. If I don't work out, I feel like I haven't washed. Mm. And you know what that feels like. If you haven't washed in 2 days, you feel rotten mentally. You're just like, oh, it just doesn't feel right. It's the same thing with me when I don't work out. So even though I may not feel like working out, or I've hit one of those days where I'm just like, ugh, I do it. Because I want to be clean mentally.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had one of the excuses you listed. Like I said, I'm sure as a trainer, you are familiar with it's a mental thing. You have to commit yourself to that process mentally. And you're right. I'm going to try to get back into it. Try to get back to where when I see you again in 18 months, you'll be like, man, who photoshopped those guns on Jason's arms? No, they're real. They're real. Mm-hmm. But we're in that holiday season. You know, people are busy. And so, of course, that's why a lot of people in January, that's kind of a funny story. I only missed Christmas at home once, even though I was in the Army. You can take leave and come home for Christmas. But in 88, I was getting out in March, so I didn't want to spend the money to come home. And my girlfriend at the time, Chip, for Christmas, gave me a pair of running shoes and push-up bars. I'm like, real subtle. You know, I guess you're trying to tell me. But it's that time of the year, and if people are saying, hey, I don't want to wait till January, I maybe want to come and talk to you about a personalized plan that incorporates, you know, diet, takes into consideration where I'm starting at. Is that something they can come down to the fitness center and do with you?
Absolutely. Usually what they'll do, they will come down as a consultation, sit anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on what they want to do. If it's just fitness, it's a little shorter. If it's just diet, but if it's both, sometimes we sit down for an hour and talk about what kind of goal that this person wants to do. And again, go for something short term. Don't say, hey, 2 years from now, I want to have lost 100 pounds. That's a long ways away. Focus on present. And one thing that that I tell people to do that they'll come to me and, you know what, I'm going to start next month. At the beginning of the, you know, the first of the month or beginning of the year, I'm going to start. And I'm like, no, you need to start now. Mm-hmm. You know, the people who quit smoking or drinking or try to give up something unhealthy, they always pick a date later. And I said, that's the worst thing you can do.
That is a great
point. You have to say, you know what, I want to do this now, today, this minute. That tells me you're serious. People, right. Not all the time. I'm not here to judge people, but when they say, you know, January 1st is when I'm going to stop smoking. Well, if you really want to stop smoking, if you're that serious, you're like, you know what, it's going to happen today.
Right.
And it's the same with fitness. So,
I'll tell you what, I may be calling on you in 2016 to be the hard-nosed trainer. You may need to get on my case a little bit if I fall off the beam again. But it's frustrating because there's so many things out there now that can help you. I was chiding some of my friends in what I call the consultant class, who will spend the whole day just sending out stuff on social media. And it's like, why don't you take the time you're sending on social media and go work out, go take a walk, go do something.
Right.
It's December.
Sure.
Nobody cares about the 10 steps to a better credit union right now. But like I said, there's so many things now to help you. And I thought this year was the year that the rumor became the reality for the Fitbit and all the wearables. You see Garmin has stuff. The iWatch is showing off all of its abilities to keep you connected to your fitness. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a bit about that. And, of course, GTE had a great Fitbit promotion this year, didn't they?
We've had a couple. We're actually doing another one. And the main thing about GTE and Fitbit is our president wears one. And he Joe is one of the first ones to buy it. He was the one of the first of us to buy into it, where he does wear it and he does look at his numbers. So when you have the president doing that, it says a lot. And then if he can do it, you know, we should be doing it too. We do promote contests. We're having one going on right now, and it's going to start next Monday and last for 5 days. Any employee who walks 25,000 steps in 5 days, which can be done very easily, will be entered into winning two sets. So we're going to be two drawings of Star Wars tickets.
Oh, wow.
For the holidays. And it's just an incentive. Hey, you know, keep up the walking. You're doing a good job. I would say a little less than 30% of GTE owns a Fitbit. Now, they may own other devices. But our Get Fit program tracks only Fitbit and Runkeeper, and Runkeeper is just an app on your phone.
Right.
But I would say another 10% probably own, you know, something through Samsung or other trackable wearing devices. But it's really caught fire here. I'm really proud of the employees here at GTE that have welcomed Fitbit and the exercise. And we are still doing the million steps. If you do a million steps, we reimburse you for your Fitbit up to $100, and that runs until December 31st. And I think we've got about 30 people now that have hit a million steps, and probably another 30 that haven't reported it, you know.
Right.
So it's going very well.
Very, very cool. So I take it you're a proponent. I mean, I guess anything that helps people stay connected and tracks their progress, because I think that's one of the things that would frustrate me. You know, I would do it for 3 or 4 weeks and not see any real change in the area that I was trying to. And I don't know, maybe I'm just not meant to have the big David Robinson guns. That's when I first started wanting to work out. When I saw David Robinson's arms, I'm like, man, I want to have arms like that. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get back on the weights. I'm going to get back to the planking. You know, I've really modified my diet this year. I will tell you, I've had less fried chicken in 2015 than I've ever had in my life. And I love fried chicken. So if I can give up fried chicken, I can pick up a better workout pace. So in terms of the Fitbit, I guess you don't have to say that there's one that's better than the other, but I guess what I hear you saying is that you are in favor of people using that kind of thing to at the very least motivate them and track their progress.
Well, to me, Fitbit is kind of like the iPhone. It's the first to come out of its kind, and so it's going to be the trend maker for all the other ones. So if there's something new that's coming out with wearables, Fitbit's probably going to be the one to have it first. And they've been very reliable. If something's wrong with your Fitbit, you call them. They send you a new one. They don't even ask for the old one back.
Wow.
And it's you know, the one I have is called the HR. So it's averages about 120, and it does your steps. It tells how many flights you've climbed, calories, your heart rate. And it also will track your sleeping patterns. It'll tell you how many times you woke up in the middle of the night. So It gives you a lot of very good information.
That's a big part of it, isn't it? Resting and getting good sleep.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yeah, big part of it. Awesome. Well, listen, always enjoy talking to you. I think it's awesome that our company has taken such a proactive stance when it comes to the wellness of its employees. Like I said, it's the one thing that we don't talk about enough in the banking marketplace. We talk about social media. We talk about disruption.
Right.
We talk about the health and wellness of people, I think, makes a bigger impact on how they treat our members and our customers and our audience than perhaps anything else. And so I'm so glad you're down there. I was so glad to finally meet you in person.
Of course, I want to
wish you and yours a happy and blessed holiday and Christmas season. And thank you so very, very much for joining us again.
Well, thank you. And same to you, Jason. I appreciate
it. All right. And we'll talk to you very, very soon in 2016. Chip Wright, everybody. Nice guy.
Thank you.
And you do not want to miss next week's show. Our president, you heard Chip talking about Joe and the Fitbit. Our president, Joe Brancucci, will be our final guest of the year. We'll be recording that show next Tuesday. I can't believe it. A whole another year of podcasting. Always enjoy it. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Until next we speak, I'm going to get out there and do some push-ups right now. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da.